This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's good to have you with us today. We begin this hour in Syria. Americans haven't heard a lot lately about the ongoing war in Syria, but there's a new front in that war with complicated and high stakes for the United States. In recent days, Turkish forces have crossed into northern Syria, going after Kurdish militias there. On Saturday, dozens of Turkish jets bombed the mostly Kurdish city of Afrin in northwestern Syria. Then Turkey escalated on Sunday with a ground incursion. The United States does not like what it sees. It objected to all of this. Turkey is a NATO ally, and the Kurds have been valuable U.S. partners fighting ISIS for years. Still, Turkey is not interested in American warnings here. More than a dozen people are reportedly dead as a result of the clashes. And on Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan promised to follow the assault on Afrin with another assault on the northern town of Manbij.
We will wipe out this corridor step by step, starting from the west. Afrin operation has de facto started in the field. This will be followed by Manbij. Since the promises made about Manbij have not been kept so far, nobody can say anything when we do what is necessary.
Sarah El-Deeb joins me now from Beirut. She covers Lebanon and Syria for the Associated Press. Sarah, there's a long history of animosity between Turkey and Kurdish groups. What's behind this latest conflict?
Turkey is quite angry at the growing influence of the Kurdish, the Syrian Kurdish along its border. It's been developing for the past years. In 2016, Turkey entered Syria for a military operation to basically stop them from forming a contiguous territory along its border. But the recent flare-up, although we know that he's been preparing for this operation for a while, has been really connected to the U.S. recent announcement that it's also going to help form a new border force that's led by the Syrian Kurdish militia that's been the U.S.'s main ally in the fight against ISIS. And then things spiraled, as we've seen it, in the last couple of days.
So is it fair to say then that this latest flare-up, this latest violence between Turkey and these Kurdish groups are an offshoot of the ongoing war in Syria and the war against ISIS?
I would say it's actually a reflection of the tension between Turkey and the U.S. All what you said is true, but it's also a reflection of how deep the rift has become between Washington and Ankara over the Syria policy and other things, but the Syria policy is at the heart of it. The Syrian Kurds were the U.S.'s main ally in the fight against ISIS. Turkey didn't take this very well. It wanted to be the partner. It didn't work out for many reasons, but it's also a new front in the war in Syria, a particularly bad one and a particularly hard one to predict the outcome of. It's basically pitting the Turkish army against various players in the area.
Talk about some of those players. Who specifically are the Kurds in this situation that Turkey is fighting, and who else is a factor here?
The scene in Syria is quite complex on so many fronts. There are so many players, so many fighters, so many countries. But I think the Kurdish component is also quite complex in its own right, because they are a minority in Syria that have long complained of being ignored, marginalized by the government, but they also extend beyond Syria. They are an ethnic group that exists in Turkey, they exist in Iran, they exist in Iraq, so they have a self-determination question that's going on for years, but they're also armed, so that takes a whole new element to the Kurdish question. But in Syria itself, the Kurdish militia in the east has been a major player in a fight against Daesh or ISIS with the US-led coalition. The Kurds in the west have not been part of that fight, because the Kurds in the west of Syria are an enclave, isolated enclave, but they also have been viewed by Turkey as an extension, particularly the ones in the west, as an extension of its own insurgency in the south of Turkey. So it's quite a complex set of players, and the U.S. has also been in a tough position trying to explain its cooperation with the Kurdish militia that Turkey accuses of being a terrorist, and a component of that Kurdish group does not take part in the war against Daesh. So now we're having the Western enclave in Syria come under attack from Turkey. While the U.S. does not exist or does not have any troops in that Western area, it is embarrassed or is in a tough spot because one of its main allies in Syria is coming under attack from Turkey. So you see, it's a chessboard that's really complex and quite intricate, and I think that's also part of the reason why we cannot really predict the outcome of this current conflict.
Well, Sarah, Turkey has vowed, meanwhile, to expand this offensive. How much further could this go?
We can see that Turkey is angry. We can see that Turkey is not heeding any of the calls for restraint or has not sought a diplomatic track on this. Erdogan has threatened that he will go after Minbij, which is another Kurdish-controlled town on the other side of Syria, as in the east of Syria, but it's along the Euphrates rivers. And Minbij is quite important because Minbij was a town that was controlled by Daesh. The Kurdish militia, along with the U.S. coalition, have managed to clear ISIS from the town, and they've now turned it into a model, or they want it to be a model for governance and a coexistence between Arab and Kurds. And for Turkey to actually go after this, it would be even more of a stronger message to the U.S.
Turkish troops and tanks crossing into Syria going after Kurdish groups, both allies of the United States. Sarah L. Deeb, Associated Press correspondent covering Syria and Lebanon. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Well, on Monday, the UN Security Council called a session to address this Turkish operation into northern Syria. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson from London urged both sides to show some restraint here. But as you heard the AP's Sarah Aldeeb say, this new front represents a major problem for the United States, a strategic partner fighting with a faithful ally. So what is the impact on American strategy in Syria? Ambassador Frederick Hoff is back. He's former special advisor for the transition in Syria at the U.S. State Department. He's currently director of the Hariri Center for the Middle East at the Atlantic Council. Ambassador, welcome back.
Todd, it's good to be with you.
Well, as we've already learned, this is complicated from the U.S. perspective, Ambassador. All of the Syria war is. But here's Turkey, a NATO ally, crossing into Syria to strike at the Kurds, a key U.S. ally in the region. What kind of dilemma does this represent for the United States from where you sit?
From where I sit, Todd, it presents a potentially very, very dangerous situation. The area where the Turks are intervening right now is well removed from the location of American forces working on the final defeat of ISIS in eastern Syria. Nevertheless, there is a possibility of Turkish, Syrian, Kurdish violence in this extreme northwestern corner of Syria spreading along the border and ending up east of the Euphrates River, where American forces are located. So you have a possibility of NATO allies actually coming to blows.
In any other situation, the United States might feel called upon to go and defend those Kurds, but in this case, that would only mean helping to fight another NATO ally.
Well, it would, Todd. And look, I suspect that the Turkish government hopes to keep the fighting isolated to the Afrin district. But others have a vote here. Imagine this Kurdish militia suffering high casualties, taking a severe defeat in the northwest of Syria. What is to prevent it from launching mortar attacks, for example, across the border into Turkey in eastern Syria, thereby provoking a Turkish response? And potentially we're off to the races, and American advisors in eastern Syria could find themselves in great danger.
This sounds like the type of operation where the United States says to Turkey, please don't do this. Erdogan says to the Americans, we're going after these factions, but don't worry, we'll stay east of the Euphrates and we won't go west. And it's wink and a nod and a new war starts.
You know, once the fighting starts, all bets are off. And a key element in all of this is Russia. The Russians have gingerly stepped to the side. They've moved their forces away. They've opened the airspace to Turkey. From the point of view of Vladimir Putin, the best result of all of this, the ideal result, the dream result, would be to see two NATO allies confronting one another over this.
Do the United States and Turkey have the wherewithal to talk to each other on the side and make sure their planes don't wind up in accidental engagements or something bad doesn't happen between these two NATO allies?
You know, the United States Air Force and Naval Aviation are not active west of the Euphrates River. So there is no American air presence in the area where the Turks are conducting their incursion. I think what's very important right now, the need for close and sustained communication between these two NATO allies is incredibly important. And the United States, actually, believe it or not, does not have an ambassador in Ankara. I think there's a strong inclination on the part of the U.S. government to try to square the circle between Turkish concerns and Kurdish fear of being abandoned by the United States once ISIS is finished. This will be a diplomatic heavy lift for the United States. From my point of view, as someone who's once worked in the State Department, the question is, who is going to do the heavy lift? We desperately need an ambassador in Ankara. And until we have one, I suspect what we need is a very senior presidential special envoy to basically camp out with the Turks, and so that the president of Turkey believes that the president of the United States is being represented at an appropriate level.
Well, Ambassador Frederick Hoff, I won't ask you to predict the outcome of such chaotic fighting, but based on what you know about Turkish intentions and the geography of this northwestern corner of Syria here, would you expect the fighting to remain isolated to these enclaves west of the Euphrates, or is there a significant risk that it could spread to the east?
I would say both, Todd. I would expect, and of course I would hope, that the fighting would be restricted to northwestern Syria. The Turks, I suspect, will stop the operation once they've established a buffer zone, a security zone. But there is a profound, profound danger that this could spread to eastern Syria and bring the Turkish and the American military into direct, if inadvertent, contact.
Ambassador Frederick Hoff, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure speaking with you, Todd.
Ambassador Frederick Hoff, director of the Hariri Center for the Middle East at the Atlantic Council.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.